For many of us, the wounds of our inner child shape the way we experience the world as adults. These wounds influence our relationships, self-worth, and the way we give and receive love. They can manifest as patterns of self-doubt, fear, and emotional disconnection, keeping us from fully stepping into our divine feminine power. But healing is possible. Reconnecting your inner child is an act of self-love, a sacred journey of reclaiming the joy, innocence, and intuition that are your birthright. This book is more than just a guide. It is a deeply transformative experience. Through practical exercises, self-reflection, and gentle rituals, you will embark on a journey to release emotional wounds, embrace your sacred feminine essence, and awaken the highest potential of joy and inner peace within you. This journey will challenge you, inspire you, and ultimately set you free. Chapter 1. When a woman heals her feminine energy, she doesn't just heal herself. She heals generations before and after her. Amelia Vasquez. Feminine energy is the quiet strength in a mother's embrace, the deep knowing in your gut, the gentle sway of your body when music moves you. It's the way you instinctively comfort a friend, the way you trust a feeling before you have proof, the way you find beauty in the little things, a sunset, a laugh, the warmth of a cup of tea in your hands. It is soft but unshakable, intuitive yet wise, fluid yet powerful. Feminine energy isn't something you have to search for. It has always been within you, waiting for you to come home to it. This energy lives within every one of us, regardless of gender, and is a wellspring of creativity, intuition, and emotional intelligence. It is the art of receiving, of surrendering to the flow of life, and of nurturing without depleting oneself. When in balance, feminine energy allows us to feel deeply, connect authentically, and embrace life with open arms. It is the force that invites us to slow down, to listen, to trust the whispers of our hearts over the clamor of the world. We live in a world that often glorifies hustle over rest, logic over intuition, and toughness over tenderness. From a young age, many of us are taught to be strong, push through, and earn our worth by working harder, achieving more, and showing less emotion. We learn to dismiss our feelings as irrational, to second-guess our instincts, and to see softness as a liability rather than a strength. Over time, this takes a toll, leaving us feel drained, lost, and disconnected from the most authentic parts of ourselves. But there is a way back, a way home, and it begins with one of the most powerful acts of self-healing, reconnecting with our inner child. The inner child, the key to healing feminine energy. Your inner child is the keeper of your most authentic self. She is the little girl who once danced barefoot in the rain, who spoke to the stars as if they were old friends, who loved without hesitation or fear. She is joy, wonder, and unfiltered truth. But she also carries the echoes of wounds left unhealed, the moments when she felt unseen, unheard, or unworthy. Many of us were taught, in ways both subtle and overt, to suppress this inner child. Perhaps we were told to grow up, to stop being so emotional, to be strong, in ways that required us to abandon the softness of our true nature. We learned that love must be earned, that care must be given, not received, that intuition was less reliable than logic. And so we buried our inner child beneath layers of responsibility, perfectionism, and self-protection. What happens when the inner child is neglected, dismissed, or ignored? She grows quiet, not because she has nothing to say, but because she has learned that her voice doesn't matter. She feels small, unworthy, and misunderstood. And thus, the feminine energy, meant to be an expansive, radiant force,